SBS हिंदी।
अनुष्का, सबसे पहले बहुत बहुत बधाई आपको और बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया हमारे कार्यक्रम में आने के लिए।
थैंक यू, शुक्रिया
जी। अनुष्का, हमें थोड़ा अपने बारे में बताइए, अपनी जर्नी के बारे में बताइए।
ओके, सो मैं मॉरिशस से हूँ, बट मेरे परदादे इंडिया से आए थे और मैं ऑस्ट्रेलिया में since 2012 I've been here, but before that I also lived in China for 11 years, so yeah, a little bit of gone around and now in Australia for 6 years.
जी, अच्छा, हमें अपनी थोड़ी कंपनी के बारे में बताइए जिसने ये अवार्ड जीता है, कि आपने आपको कैसे ये कंपनी सेटअप करने का आइडिया आया और ये क्या कंपनी है आपकी?
ओके, सो ग्लोबल सिक्योर एक बहुत नया बिजनेस है। द इंस्पिरेशन आई सपोज इज बिकॉज ऑफ माय ओन पर्सनल एक्सपीरियंस वर्किंग इन मॉरिशस with Africa and in China. I worked for a French company and then I'm now in Australia. So I've worked across many cultures and been brought up in a very multicultural way, but with a corporate experience. And in Australia, I can see we have more and more people coming from India, coming from China, and almost 50% of the population has a diverse background. So that has to be reflected in leadership, in the pipeline, as well as in how we work with the market. So that's the inspiration behind the business. It is a new space we are going in, which is very exciting. So Global CQ helps employers meet their cultural and gender diversity targets, and we do that by helping them to connect with professionals from all different cultures. So one part is around the connection and getting access to new people, but it is also about building capability within the companies, and it's basically understanding that we need to have more cultural diversity, diversity of thoughts, diversity of skills in a business. And where we come in place is how to do that. That's where we work with our companies, with our clients to implement.
जी, अच्छा, ये बताइए अनुष्का कि आपके लिए ये सफ़र कितना आसान या मुश्किल रहा है, खास तौर से ऑस्ट्रेलिया में? अगर ऑस्ट्रेलिया की बात करें तो has it been a struggle or has it been easy?
Oh, I think very difficult to say one or the other. So when I came to Australia, I started my career here with as a leadership consultant. And then for 4 years, I was the CEO of the Duke of Edinburgh's Award, which is a youth program run in 150 countries. So I think for me, the challenge was probably personally deciding where to start building a network, which was very, very new. I didn't have any personal network or business network. So that was where probably the biggest challenge. Having said that, though, I have also had a lot of people support me in the when I started in Australia. I have mentors, you know, and I have to say they are all of all different colors. They are male and female. So personally, I have been very, very lucky to have been well received. But I think part of the reason is, which I see when I talk to other people who have moved here, is also how we look and how we feel about ourselves. I was brought up looking like people who are, you know, in good jobs, in leadership role. So for me, I have none of those internal lens, and when I came to Australia, obviously it didn't start then because I was already probably an adult. So I think with that in mind, when I went and I asked and talked to people, and I got the support I needed, I have been very, very well supported. On the other hand, the space we're working with is very new, so there is a challenge there to educate employers and to educate as well employees, because working together, we need to have both parties come to the table. It's not one-sided. So I think probably going out, not being scared to ask, not being scared to admit that you know something, but we also don't know other things, has helped me a lot.
जी अच्छा अनुष्का ये बताइए कि कोई भी बिज़नेस कोई भी व्यवसाय शुरू करने में काफ़ी मेहनत लगती है उसमें काफ़ी रिसर्च लगता है काफ़ी समय लगता है ऐसे कई लोग होंगे जो सोच रहे होंगे कि हम अपना बिज़नेस शुरू करें नहीं करें उनसे आप क्या कहना चाहेंगी
बहुत बहुत समय बहुत बहुत कोशिश यू नो दैट इट्स नॉन स्टॉप सो इट इज़ नॉट अ वॉक इन द पार्क But it is worth it. If you feel that this is something you really, really want to do, then, you know, go with it. But I would say, first of all, make sure you have the right people around you. Because for me, the support system is probably the biggest thing. So right people around you, test your product. Don't be scared to put it out there, even if it's not fully finished. Don't worry, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect. So give it a shot. And I think, you know, work very hard. I have been brought up always work very hard, believe in yourself, and be vulnerable. So don't be scared to go out and share what you know and also ask feedback. That would be what I would, for me, that's been part of really what made it, you know, in 6 months to achieve what we have. When you look at our company, we have an advisory board, so all these people believe in our vision, believe of where we're going. So it is about, you know, backing yourself. If you think this is something worthwhile, back yourself and be genuine in what you do. Otherwise, it's not going to last.
जी और एक आखिरी सवाल आपसे पूछना चाहते हैं अनुष्का कि ये कितना महत्वपूर्ण है कि हम अपने रूट्स से जुड़े रहें कि जब जो जिस पृष्ठभूमि से हम आते हैं जिस बैकग्राउंड से आते हैं कि उससे भी हम जुड़े रहें
आई थिंक वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट है अगर द रूट्स डिफाइन अ लॉट हु वी आर एंड आई बिलीव फॉर मी कल्चरल इंटेलिजेंस व्हिच इज व्हाट वी वर्क इन इज अबाउट बीइंग हु यू आर एट द सेम टाइम be open to see things in a different way. It is almost being who you are, but being able to think collectively with others. So definitely a big part of who we are. I am very, very proud of my roots and my children, you know, they are very much in the Indian culture, although they've been born in China, so and they are from Mauritius and their dad is Australian, so very mixed. However, who you are is always going to be part of who you are, so be proud of it.
Anushka, हमसे बात करने के लिए बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया और एक बार फिर आपको बहुत बहुत बधाई.
Thank you, Pallavi. बहुत शुक्रिया for your time as well. Thank you.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं. SBS हिंदी को Facebook पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को ट्विटर पर फॉलो करें.